Aha. Hey.
Am I on everything right or not?
You're on everything right now, yes.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah, what did you do?
I waited.
All right. Oh, dear, I'm sorry about that. I would have been with you earlier, but the dog, I mean, honestly, girls, please don't do that anymore. They were out early, 7 o'clock this morning, and then they decided to have a... Well, everybody says, oh, they've had an accident. They didn't have an accident. They just didn't bother to ask to go out.
It's annoying when that happens.
Yeah, at least it wasn't too runny anyway.
Was it on carpet or tiles?
Carpet.
Oh.
Yeah. In here, which is a small room. Now we're just sitting. They're sitting in the doorway as if, oh, I don't know what you're moaning about, mate. Really don't know what you're moaning about. So there we are. Anyway, so we better do the podcast, haven't we, I suppose, because I'm popping across the road in a moment to the King's Head to get my takeaway fish and chips. My time booked in is around about 12:05.
Wow.
What?
Fish and chips.
Yeah, fish and chips. I haven't had any for ages. They always did good fish and chips on a Friday until this flipping lockdown. And now they've decided they'll do takeaway on a Friday, but you have to book your time slot.
How far away is the pub?
I'll just walk across the road.
Well, literally across the road.
Well, it's across the road and about 30 yards down.
So when you get your fish and chips, leave the packaging open so it doesn't go all sweaty.
Well, no, I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it still goes all sweaty though, doesn't it?
Well, it'll be cold.
Really?
Well, there's a bit of a wind blowing today.
Oh, yeah, it's a bit wet and windy.
Yeah. So I think it'll be okay, but I'll see. I'll see. I'll see how what it's packaged in.
Do you have lemon on your fish and chips?
Probably. A bit of ketchup on the chips.
Ketchup?
Yeah, I like ketchup. Why?
Bane of my life.
Why?
It's the only thing in food that I really, really detest.
You detest all food. You eat fucking beef all the time or pasties.
No, but if I see a bottle of ketchup or a little tub of ketchup on a table, it sort of, it's like OCD. It's like it goes everywhere. Once it's on the table, then you wipe it with the cloth, then the cloth's got it on it, and then you put the cloth somewhere, and then you've got it on your hands, and then before you know it's all over you. It's horrible stuff.
I've never really had that problem, but maybe you've got a little issue. I don't know. Obviously, you have a big issue, not a little issue.
And especially when you've got kids, you know, it's like, it just goes everywhere.
I haven't really woken up yet, you know.
I've been up since 9.
Have you? Mm. Well, I got up early, 7 o'clock, and then went back to bed. Had the most interesting dream, which I'm not going to share with you. And then fell asleep. Well, fell asleep because that's while I was having the interesting dream and then woke up at 9.
What you need to do to get your interesting dreams is sleep, set an alarm, wake up, do something for half an hour and then go back to sleep.
Well, that's what I did, really.
Yeah, if you do that every night.
Yeah.
Good night every night.
Well, I don't know that I want to dream every night. But you dream in those, you know, hour or so before you wake up, don't you?
Well, no, you dream about 3 or 4 times through the night, but if you adjust your body clock and do the right things, you can start influencing your dreams and when you have them.
Oh, what sort of dreams do you influence then?
I like to have what we call lucid dreams. I'm quite a specialist in this kind of area, really.
Are you?
Oh. Mm. I like to have dreams where I think a lot. I solve a lot of problems whilst I'm asleep.
Right. My sort of dreams, I'm doing nothing in particular, but there we are. Such is life. My lilac outside the window is lovely. It's white lilac. It's lovely. I mean, I chopped it all back last year, thinking it's probably had it. But it has grown like bilio, whatever that is, and it is beautiful this year.
I think I've got a lilac tree outside my office at home.
Mm.
Is it one of them sort of... where the sort of twiggy bits go all a bit bendy and all over the place.
It should be full of foliage and have like, you know, candlesticks of flower.
Yes, I think that's what I've got, yes.
Huh. Well, very strange you don't know, but there we are.
Well, I'm not a gardener, as you know. It's plants, isn't
it? Yeah, but you know, everybody knows what a lilac tree is, surely.
Not really, no. I'm just going off the colour.
Oh. Well, they come in different colours, but I've never had a white one in my garden before.
How can you have a lilac tree that comes in different colours?
Well, ask the people who originally... I've no idea. I suppose it was bred that way. How old do you think this? Let me have a look. The original stump is fairly thick and hefty, so it must be, I don't know, 60-odd years old, I would have thought. But I thought it was a bit dead.
That's like having a red cherry tree that has green cherries.
Is it? Why?
You can't, just can't call a lilac tree and then have white flowers on it. Surely it's a white tree.
No, it's a lilac tree, okay, but the colours of these flowers are not lilac, they're white, and there are different colours of lilac tree. You have the very deep lilac, a sort of a pinky lilac, and you have white. I don't know if you have anything else. It'd be interesting to find out.
So you have an albino white lilac tree.
Yeah, yeah. What I should do is cut back the stickers. Suckers, not stickers, suckers, those little shoots that come up.
Yeah.
But if you let those grow, they grow up into trees and flower anyway.
Why don't you put some, like, blue and red food colouring in the ground, and then your leaves will change to the right colour?
I don't want to. I like it. White's nice. Very nice. Virginal white.
It's just a tree.
It is. No, I love trees. And I've got a black thorn, which has had lovely yellow flowers on beside it.
We don't have trees in Wales.
No, I know. Listen, I'm more Welsh than you are, and I know exactly what Wales has. I'm not really sure why you still stay there.
We have just bushes that look like trees. You can't climb anything in Wales.
Why not? There are trees in Wales. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but not like old oak trees with branches everywhere that you can climb up. They're just like sticky things that just with no branches.
Yeah, that's on the coast. If you go inland in Wales, you'll find them.
Nah.
Yes.
We've got like Newborough Forest, just full of pine trees.
Yeah, well, that's probably man-made.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, aren't there more important things we should be doing on the programme? This programme. I mean, this is not a programme, is it, really? I keep getting people ring in now on my radio show on Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 in the evening, about the podcast. So I reckon you're setting them up.
Got to do a bit of advertising.
Yeah. Oh, what's this, a complaint?
Oh.
What's this, a complaint? Chris, your stupid email address. James, Rob is not the technical genius he purports to be. Oh, you have a domain name, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, but he hasn't set up a proper email address. He goes on, james@jameswhaleradio.co.uk or contact @jameswhaleradio.co.uk or anything you want, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. You have a poxy Gmail email address. This is rank amateurism, as setting up proper email addresses for a domain is webmaster 101 stuff. If you would like me to fix this for you or school Rob, drop me a line, Chris. So, you've been just giving me poxy addresses. Why is that?
He did send that email to mail@jameswhaleradio.co.uk and we received it, so...
Yeah.
Chris has sent another email address in because I didn't forward that email to you. But notice the slight name change in this next email that you're probably going to read out now.
Nelson Winship.
Yeah.
Rob. Why aren't you passing my messages about you to James to read? Have you told James he doesn't need to have a Gmail email address? Have you told James the reason you never sell anything from this website is that it isn't secure? You can't take 20 minutes to create an SSL certificate, or as the email address is, you don't know how. I wouldn't dare enter private information about me on this website. Get back to me, Nelson. What the hell is going on?
Well, I'm trying to work out which one it is. Is it Chris or Nelson?
Well, it says it's two different people there.
Well, no, it's the same Pete person.
How do you know that?
Well, because it's referring to the same thing. It's the only email we've ever had about the same thing.
Well, why aren't you getting it secure, if that's what people need?
Well, for a start, our website is secure. you don't enter any information to get to our website. It's just an information website. It's just full of videos and podcasts, so there's no information to enter. Yeah. If he's referring to the shop, that's all covered by PayPal, which is a secure website. The person that is sending these emails to me, and then obviously to you, is sending them from a Gmail account.
Yeah.
Which he's saying is shit.
Is he just a wanker?
Well, I assume he's a wanker of the first order, really.
Nelson, Chris, whatever your name is, fuck off. You see, my man management skills are amazing. Absolutely amazing. There we are, dealt with him. We'll never hear from him again.
I'm sure you will.
Because if we do, it'll be Mickey Mouse, won't it?
Well, that's true.
Does he know about Mickey Mouse?
Well, I'm sure he knows about a Mickey Mouse, but I don't think he knows about
Mickey Mouse. No, no, look out for the black limousine with a Mickey Mouse on the front. Then you know you will have incurred my wrath.
So apologies for not forwarding the email to James, but I didn't think it was relevant because it was all bullshit.
Don't apologise about the wanker. Are we doing it right or not?
Well, we had the Gmail address before the website, and it's a Gmail address that everyone likes to have. It's a Gmail address that's associated with all our Google accounts, and it's a Gmail address that does all our filtering for spam, etc., etc., etc. And if we have too many email addresses, it's very, very annoying to track everything that goes in and out. So we just have one Gmail account that just does it all.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
We could have as many email addresses as we like, but we just have the one.
Yeah, good. Well, I think that's fine, isn't it? And if he sends things to me anyway, they don't get to me, do they?
Well, no, they have to come through me, obviously. So
yeah, he's just moaning about everything for no reason. Why do people do that? Oh, I've gone all hot again. I've got a virus. Can you talk for a minute while I just go and turn the heating off?
Okay.
Okay. Just keep talking. Don't do anything. I won't be along.
Did he say he's got a virus and he's going to turn the heating off? I'm sure that's what he said. I'll have to listen back. Well, there we are. I forwarded the email.
I'm back now.
Yay.
I'm not quite back, but I'm just undressing a bit. Oh dear, it must be all the chemicals I've sprayed over the floor. Okay. What were you saying?
Did you say that you might have a virus, you're going to turn the heating off?
I didn't say I had a virus, I said I was getting hot.
Oh, okay.
I might have a virus, I don't know, who hasn't? It's a very popular thing to have these days, isn't it? You're not supposed to take the mick out of it though, so you know.
You're not going to get any post tomorrow.
Why is that?
Royal Mail have stopped delivering post on Saturdays.
I don't get much post anywhere. I just get bills.
Well, that's handy then.
I mean, if anybody wants to contact me, they just email me.
They're still delivering parcels.
Oh, well, there we are. That's okay. Well, those come by couriers, don't they, normally?
I've always wondered why they bother delivering mail on Saturdays, because most businesses are closed, and they're the only ones that use the mail service.
Yeah. It's a complete waste of time. I have a very nice postman, very nice. We have a chat. But before this all happened, obviously, he doesn't talk to me now. He keeps well away. I only talk to him when he has a package for me. But why do they wear shorts? All of them wear shorts in the winter, the summer, all the time. For some reason, they wear shorts. Was there some sort of do because they tried to stop them wearing shorts, or some of them? And so the union probably had a go.
It's a lot more simple than that.
What?
Lorraine?
What has she got to do with it?
Well, I don't know. The rain.
Oh, the rain?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Have you ever tried walking miles in wet, soggy trousers?
No, I've never tried walking miles.
Yeah, your trousers stick to you. So if you wear shorts, you've got easier to walk in.
Oh, right. Is that because you sweat?
Well, I suppose you get a bit of sweat between the thighs, don't you?
Well, I don't, so I've got a thigh gap.
But if it's raining...
Haven't you got a thigh gap?
How big does the gap have to be?
I'm not really sure, but it's a very important thing if you're fashionable to have a thigh gap. So, you know, your thighs are apart right up to the top.
I imagine postal workers have sort of slightly larger thigh gap than most.
Why?
Well, because they're fitter. They don't have the excess sort of flesh and fat.
Yeah, that is true. You don't very often see overweight posties, do you?
No, I think they'd give up after about half a day, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, whereas you do see quite chunky policemen.
Yeah, well, they have a car.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why. Anyway, so what were we talking about?
The postal service and shorts.
Shorts, oh yeah. We must mention the elephant in the room, mustn't we?
The dog shit on the carpet?
No, that's clear.
Okay.
I've cleaned that up. No, the virus, I mean...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the virus. Oh, God. I mean, I know it's, you know, serious, and if you had... I mean, I thought I did have it a while ago. And I've had friends who've had it, and it's not very nice, and loads of things, not, you know, it's not very nice to have cancer, it's not very nice to get the flu, it's not... And I understand that, and I know there's a lot more people dying than would normally die. I understand all of that. But every time you turn the radio, the television on now, that is all anyone is speaking about. That is the only subject. I mean, there are other things carrying on in the world.
Yeah.
And you just think, oh, no, there must be. I mean, I know it's probably driven by us because we want to know what's going on. But it's got to the point now where you turn the I wonder who that is. You turn the TV news on, and you get all this information about the virus, and then you're told how many people have died, and then you feel, you know, really bad. So I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? And you know, we've got to clear it up. I understand that. But there's going to be so much other trouble. I mean, a friend of mine who's having treatment for cancer, or was, he since the virus he hasn't, but now it looks like he will. I mean, that in itself is a bit of a worry.
Yeah, they've stopped all other stuff.
Well, they're going to start it again, but, you know, they say people are not having heart attacks or strokes or anything now. Well, they are, but they're just not going to hospital. But we all get ill through our lives, don't we? But it seems to be the only topic of conversation.
I think if there was a centralised information portal, I think it wouldn't need to be on the news so much. But if you try and do a bit of research on how many people in your area have been tested, how many people in your area have died, it's very, very hard to find that information.
Well, try and find out how many people have got the flu virus and how many have died.
I'm sure you could, historically. But it's not something that's...
Yeah, I mean, I know this is far more serious. I know all of that. I'm staying in. I'm not... and everybody is. But we are going to damage the economy so much that people are going to come back and have no work, have no income, have nothing. And you know, we can't continue as a nation to borrow money all the time, can we?
No, and I have noticed a lot of businesses have started opening, which shouldn't be.
Well, have they?
Yeah. Well, for example, I was on Facebook the other day, and our local car wash has decided that they're going to start washing people's cars again.
Oh, yeah. Well, ours has been doing that all the time.
Yeah, but how's that essential?
Well, it's not. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is.
I've got to clean my car because I'm going where?
Well, I like to have a clean car, don't you? No, you don't care.
No, I don't care, but if you wanted to clean your car, you'd clean it yourself, wouldn't you?
And why can't they just open places like the nursery gardens, where you're outside most of the time? You can, you know, maybe there's restrictions. I mean, supermarkets are open, and people are queuing and keeping their distance and stuff like that. I am sure there's no reason why... what was I talking about? It's gone right out of my head.
Nursery gardens.
Oh, yeah, garden centres. I see no reason why they can't open.
I can't see why not. I would say what should happen is you should be able to FaceTime into the garden centre. They walk around and say, we've got this one, we've got this one, and we've got this one. And then they put it on the van and they deliver it to you.
Yeah, they could do that. They could do that. I need some more gravel for my drive. And I got rid of my gates, so I had some new ones made. And so now I've got no gates at the moment. So I rang them up, and I'm going to ring them up again later.
Are they going to install your gates now?
They're better, because I've paid most of it. So I'm going to get really quite arsy with them on the phone today. Quite looking forward to that.
Well, there's a lot of people doing work like that. I mean, I was driving into work yesterday, and there was landscape gardeners in somebody's garden.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see why they shouldn't be either.
Well, no, it's just so grey, isn't it? You don't know where
and
what
you're
allowed
to work, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm working and I'm doing stuff remotely, though.
Yeah, but you still go into your shop, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, I'm still going to work, yes.
Yeah. We don't have to. You're not what you would call a necessary whatever, are you?
Well, I am to the support workers that I'm supporting.
Oh, right, okay.
Did some work for a charitable organisation the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, help the elderly get food. Without my services, they wouldn't have got food.
Well, you see, you should feel good about yourself now. Anyway, let's talk about all the other problems this virus is causing, like condom sales crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Fewer people having sex.
Well, that doesn't really mean that fewer people are having sex. I suppose it does, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, people having sex with people they're always having sex with and don't use condoms with.
Yeah, people are having less sex with other people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm fairly highly sexually motivated, but I haven't felt in the mood for ages now. Have you? Oh, well, you're married. You have to, don't you?
That's we don't do that kind of thing anymore.
When did you last do it?
Ooh, what year are we in?
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, just not been around much, have I?
Yeah. What do you mean you've not? You live with a lady.
Yeah, but, you know, we're both busy.
Flipping heck. Anyway, Boris Johnson says the UK is past the peak of the outbreak, so that is some good news. Because people are getting itchy and people are going to start wanting it to sort of begin. It's not going to suddenly open and everybody's going to be going to football matches, or I never went to those anyway, or anything where loads of people are crowded together. But there can be little bits of movement. And I'm sure in the next few weeks there will be. Good news for marine animals, James. The reduction in ship traffic in the oceans. Evidence of a drop in underwater noise pollution has led experts to predict the crisis may also be good news for whales and other sea mammals. I expect that we might even see an opportunity for whales to have more conversations and to have more complex conversations. David G. Well, they are being quieter, apparently, according to people who actually keep an eye on all the... what are they called?
Marine biologists.
Well, yeah, okay.
Maybe they're all talking about the virus.
They might well be. They might well be. Do you think you've got anything to talk about? I mean, like in the technical thing that we do... Or not? I mean, I don't mind if you have. Let's hear it.
Well, there isn't much going on in the technology world because everything's obviously closed down and whatever. But I've got a few little bits and pieces. Like Amazon have said that they would spend roughly $4 billion on coronavirus measures throughout June.
Really?
That's just to keep our parcels clean.
Oh,
and
okay.
And the staff safe.
Oh, yeah, I saw they did a TV commercial, didn't they? And there are people rubbing your parcels. Well, they are. They're rubbing the parcels. So when you get a parcel from Amazon, it's nicely rubbed.
Are they rubbing it by hand?
No, they've got gloves on, rubber gloves on, which can be more fun.
Well, so I'm led to believe there's websites for that kind of thing.
Is there? Why? Oh, anyway, go on.
Door-to-door medicines trial take place in Ireland by using drones. So they're flying drones with prescriptions to people.
Yeah, apparently that's going to be the way prescriptions are delivered in the future.
It's technically it's a safe way of getting the stuff to you without you having to leave the house.
Sure, I'm just looking in a drawer.
Oh, okay. NASA 2024 moon landings.
24 moon landings?
2024 moon landings.
Yeah. Oh, why?
That's why they're going to land on the moon in 2024.
Yeah, but why?
Supposed to clean the flag.
Oh, yeah, no one's been up there for a while, have they?
Bit of house clearance up there, you know, just a bit tidying up. Sweep the footprints up that they left last time they were there.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than footprints all over your nice moon surface. Have you just found something in your drawer?
Yeah, I've just something I've got to do later. No, go on, I'm really listening. I'm not ignoring you.
That's okay. Facebook has a new look.
Does it? I hadn't noticed.
Well, it's slowly filtering out to people. I think you have to click the link to say I'd like to try the new look.
Oh, right.
It's a bit confusing to start with, but
it
certainly looks a lot crisper.
Right, okay, yeah.
And films, I saw that Code 8 film the other day. Did you tell me about it?
Yeah.
About superpowers.
Did you like it?
It was actually all right.
Yeah, I told you about it. It was. I've been binge-watching. First of all, I decided to watch Afterlife.
Oh, I put that one off because there's two seasons of it, so it comes under the category I won't watch it until it's finished.
Yeah. Okay, well, I haven't seen any of it. So I presume I've just watched the first season. Well, maybe I've watched it all. I don't know.
No, there's two seasons.
And is that all on Netflix?
It's all on the Netflix.
All right. About 13 episodes. Is that for the two seasons?
Oh, I don't know. See, I haven't checked it. I just know that there's two seasons. There could be 13.
Well, everybody told me I wasn't to watch it because it would upset me.
Yeah, well.
Well, it did a bit. But it was so like my recent life, I can't tell you.
Is it worth a watch?
Ah, I watched the whole lot. I couldn't stop.
Ah, okay. Well, then in that case, then, I will put my rule to the side and I'll give season one a go.
Yeah, I would. I've been looking for season two, but I don't think it's up there.
No, it's definitely up there.
What, season two? Wouldn't it be with season one?
No, you're usually on, you have to go to the next season.
How do I do that?
There's like, you scroll down a bit, and there'll be an option for season two.
Oh. Well, I'll go back and have a look. But I just was mesmerised by it. There was a couple of scenes with a psychiatrist, and that doesn't work particularly. But it's poignant for my life anyway.
Now, you say that about the psychiatrist thing, because that's one thing I have been told on social media, is skip past those bits. Are they really bad? Are they boring? Or
not bad, but that doesn't seem... You could do the whole thing without it.
Yeah, a lot of people... That's the only thing I have seen about it is great, but skip past the psychiatrist bits.
Yeah. I mean, he's just an arsehole. I mean, he's supposed to be, but I don't see... You know, it doesn't really... I don't know. Well, I didn't think it was any. I thought that was the only bad bit, but it didn't make me not want to see it. I had to, you know, I couldn't. I had to watch four or five episodes at a time until I watched the whole lot.
And these psychiatrist things are only on for a few minutes. It's not like half an hour of.
Oh no, they're just a scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean it's half an hour long, isn't it?
Yeah, usually half an hour to 40 minutes long, aren't they? Netflix stuff.
And then I've just binge watched over the weekend a thing called Collateral.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen Collateral. I think I've seen the film Collateral, but I've not seen the series.
No, it's a British series, obviously, as well. It's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I had to keep watching.
Well, you see, there's no films in the cinemas, so there's no films filtering out onto DVD, Blu-ray, so we're going to have a gap in a few months' time of nothing.
No, they're going to start putting them straight to video, whatever they want to call it now, streaming straight onto there, which means it's made one of the cinema chains, one of the big ones, Universal or something, say, well, if they do that, we won't show their movies. Anybody who shows their movies straight to Netflix or something like that will not get a showing in a cinema. So they're having an argument.
Well, that I can't see them. Interesting. I can't see them making hardly any money doing that.
Oh, I think they will. They wouldn't do it otherwise.
Unless the... Because even if you did it at like 15 quid to watch it for your family, that's the price of one movie ticket. And typically it costs you about 50 to 60 quid to go with your family to the cinema. They're going to lose a huge amount of revenue doing that. Maybe for the shit films, you know, the ones that, you know.
I don't know. I mean, they're saying they're going to do it, and they're saying they're making quite a bit of money out of it. So I would imagine Netflix probably buy them, and if it's a movie, big movie, and they're not going to wait around for cinemas, they'll go straight to Netflix or one of these other companies, and they'll get paid quite a lot of money.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, you're not going to get, like, James Bond, if that went straight to Netflix. Every subscriber would watch it. They'd be watching it for free.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to go and ask somebody. I've no idea. But anyway, that's apparently what's happening. And Universal, I think, is it Universal run the cinemas? Who is it?
Well, there's a few cinema chains, but I don't know.
The big ones in America, they're really annoyed about it.
Well, something's got to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, I see we've had a few jokes sent in again. They've got to be funny to get through. So if you've got some jokes, or if you want to criticise Rob, feel free, just drop me a line, jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Well, why don't you send it to jokes@jameswellradio.co.uk?
Well, can we do that?
Of course you can. You can send whatever you like to wherever you like. They'll all end up in the Gmail account.
Yeah, just send them to James Whale.
Yeah, just email James Whale.
Yeah. Now, this is a joke. Jamie W96 sent this. For his birthday, little Johnny asked for a 10-speed bicycle, and his father said, "Son, we'd give you one, but the mortgage on this house is £280,000, and your mother's just lost her job. There's no way we could afford it." Oh, that's sad, isn't it? The next day, the father could see little Johnny heading out of the front door with a suitcase. So he asked, "Son, where are you going?" Little John told him, "I was walking past your bedroom last night and I heard you telling Mum you were pulling out. Then I heard her tell you to wait because she was coming too. So I thought, I'm knackered. If I stay here by myself with a £280,000 mortgage and no bike..." I f***ed up that telling that. Sorry, but you got the idea. Ken Master says, "I went to an extremely attractive female doctor today for my annual checkup. She told me that I had to quit masturbating, and I asked her why, and she said, 'Because I'm trying to examine you.'" It's all right. Sheila Kendrick sent this in. "A precious little girl walks into a pet shop and asks, in the sweetest little lisp, 'Excuse me, mither, do you keep wool wabbits?' As the shopkeeper's heart melts, he gets down on his knees so that he's on the same level and asks, 'Do you want a whittle white wobby or a throft and fawny buck waddy, back waddy? Or maybe one like that cute whittle wown wobby over there?' She, in turn, blushes, rocks on her heels, puts her hands on her knees, leans forward and says in a quiet, cutest little voice, 'I don't think my pet python really gives a fuck.'" Oh dear, oh dear. Not telling them very well today. But that was funny. That was the best, I think. Sheila, very good. Very good indeed.
Oh dear.
Excellent. Should we do the questions then?
Yeah, let's do the questions.
Yeah. Are there any?
I think it was a wabby, not a wobby.
Was it? Oh, I'm not very good at doing that.
Oh dear.
What? What do you mean it was a wabby, not a wabby?
Because it's a wabbit.
Oh, you should have done it. I wasn't in the lisping mood.
Oh, dear. It was funny listening to you try, anyway.
Was it? Oh, good. Thank you very much. Oh, God. I must remember to turn the Wi-Fi on this computer off when we finish.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Yeah. Because then I have to plug it into the server to do my radio show tonight.
Indeed.
And then if that's one little click and then nothing happens, if I don't do it, it's quite embarrassing.
Well, if you get into trouble, you can always ask Chris or Nelson, whoever he is today.
Oh, he's really upset you, hasn't he? Hey? Really upset you. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, carrying on.
All right, here we go. Andy Wood. Why don't shops train their staff to recognise the hidden disability badge?
What?
Well, that was my sort of response when I first read it, so I did a bit of research, and apparently it's a little badge that people with hidden disabilities wear so that you give them extra time and be a bit more patient with them.
Oh, well, I've never heard of it. I've never had it publicised, and my suggestion is that the people who promote these badges let the rest of us know about them.
That was my thought as well. Yeah, no, okay. I'm a shopkeeper, never heard of it. So
yeah.
If you send a leaflet through my letterbox, educate me, I'll educate my staff.
Good. Can't say fairer than that. Thank you very much indeed. Who was that? Andy Wood.
Wood, yeah. Joe Laidler, what shower gel do you use in the shower?
Cheeky fucker.
I've not heard of that one. Was it smelling?
No, do I look as if I use a shower gel? He's being rude.
What do
He's
you?
Being rude.
What do you use then?
I use soap.
Oh, no, I can't use soap. It leaves scum everywhere.
Oh, I thought he meant on my hair. Oh, you mean all over. I take that back. Sorry. You're not a cheeky little whatever. Oh, I see. You mean the body wash?
Yes.
Yeah. I've forgotten. I think I'm using some Radox at the moment. I don't do anything special.
I use the stuff that I just get given for Christmas. I just don't care what it is.
Mm. I do like a bit of Imperial leather.
I always think that's a bit sort of feminine.
Mm. But I tend to use very little soap because I'm clean enough as it is.
Okay, Andy Monk. Why is the world listening to Bill Gates?
I've no idea. I don't listen to Bill Gates at all. And if you don't like Bill Gates, don't listen to him.
He's a very clever man.
Yeah. I notice we're getting a lot of regular... It's a bit like the Times' letter page, this, isn't it?
Darren English. I've not heard of Darren English before.
All right.
Conspiracy theorists. Should they seek specialist help or simply dump the internet?
I think they should probably just carry on the way they are because they're very entertaining and they give me something to laugh at.
Brian Higgins, after the pandemic is over, will there be a new meaning to the phrase 2020 vision?
I'm sure there will. I'm absolutely sure there will. 2020 is not turning out to be the best of beginnings for a decade, is it?
Ooh, blimey. Gren Steele. Gren Steele. They're timing it perfectly.
Hold on. I'm back.
You're back?
That was a friend of mine's who sent her daughter.
Right.
Round with some cookies they baked for me.
Oh, that's nice.
Mmm. Well, yeah.
Have they got chocolate chips in them?
Mmm, they're chocolate with white chocolate chips.
Ooh.
And I said, they said, what do you need? Do you need anything? And I couldn't think of anything. And so I said, well, just some chocolates. They've sent me around about 8 bars, you know, those big bars of Cadbury's chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay, because she just said, you've lost weight.
That's nice.
Mm. Well, I have a bit because I'm only eating one meal a day, really. I don't, you know, I don't, I have, maybe I have something. I've just had an apple today so far and a coffee, decaffeinated. And I cooked a big steak and spinach yesterday and I ate half of it. It was huge and it was nice, but I've kind of just.
Oh, dear.
Hang on just a minute. Hold on. Oh, dear. They are missing Holly. Oh, poor. Come here. We're finished nearly. Come on. Yeah, so anyway.
Steak.
What?
You're talking about steak, spinach.
Yeah, so I thought, oh, well, I'll leave that and I'll put it in the fridge, covered it up, left it on the side. I'll put it in the fridge later and I'll have that tomorrow, today, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
And And I was watching some TV late last night, and I had a little, something like that. Did you hear that?
I heard that. Little tap.
Yeah, I went in, and Lulu, who's a bit of a mountain goat, had climbed up onto the...
Also,
did you hear that?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Hold on. Don't go away. Who's crying? Are you crying? What's wrong? Oh, I thought that was a bit of poo I hadn't picked up. Oh, God, that makes me... anyway, right. Well. Oh, yeah, so... And Lulu had got up onto the... the worktop, what do you call them?
Yeah, worktop.
Worktops, I suppose, you know. And I've got quite a lot of worktops.
Right.
I think the people who made this house originally went mad in the kitchen. As you're just wandering around them, she'd eaten the steak, eaten the spinach, and then there was a big pile of masticated meat and spinach in the floor. Can you hang on? I think, hold on. Sit here with me. Sit here. We're nearly finished. Sit here with me. Yeah? You sit here with me. You sit on my lap. Oh. Okay, can you hear me again?
I can hear you again, yes.
I've had to pick up Daisy May.
Ah.
Because I think she's sad because Holly went without coming in.
Also, she didn't make any biscuits for the dog.
No. Oh, what, you want to give me a kiss? Oh, good girl. That was the steak and spinach gone.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I did kind of tell her off, but you can't really.
No.
Well, you can, but, you know, they're too cute to tell off. And they know it. All right, darling. Well, oh, you've got a cough. Oh, I hope you haven't got it. No?
Cats can get it, I think.
Stay there. Nearly finished. That was... I don't know why I told that story. You probably edit that all out. Should we carry on with the questions we were?
Sure, I've got a few left. Gren Steele, what do you recommend to kill dandelions to make the garden look good? Try everything.
I recommend that you actually kneel upon the ground and dig right up, long roots, dig them up, pull it out.
With a trowel?
A little fork would be better.
Okay.
I just did a couple this morning, funnily enough.
Little bit.
I wiggled them, they were in the soft bed, and they came out quite quickly.
So you did some forking in the soft bed?
Yeah.
Okay. Colin Watkins, can you stand another month of lockdown?
Not really, no, but we might have to.
Rob James, some airports are named after famous people, such as John Lennon, George Best, but who is Stansted?
Ha ha ha! Very funny. Not a question, but a very, very funny point. Thank you. By the way, Stansted is an old bloke who used to work at the airport, I believe, many, many years ago, when it was just a very small airport, just a couple of planes, a grass runway.
And a grass runway?
Yeah, well, they all had grass runways, didn't they?
Well, I suppose they did, actually, yeah. Hi, James. How are you spending most of your days in isolation? Do you keep yourself occupied enough? And what would be the first thing you do when it's all over?
First thing I do, yes, I do keep myself occupied enough. I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home. And how do I keep myself? Well, I've got a huge garden, and I'm apparently not looking after that enough because I'm afraid I've got into a little lethargy where I think, oh, gosh, that needs doing and that needs doing, and I'll do it tomorrow.
Sounds like me and my conservatory roof.
Yeah. Yeah, you should put something on it and then the furniture wouldn't get so wet and messed up. Right, any more?
Last one now. Eddie Cook.
Yeah.
With an E on the end. So is that cookie?
No, I think that's how a lot of people spell cook. Go on.
Having interviewed so many people over the years, has anyone changed your life philosophy or influenced your approach to life? Who has opened your mind the most? And conversely, after careful consideration, anyone that you thought was just balmy?
Well, David Icke's by me, or I thought was by me, but nicely by me. He's quite nice to interview, but he is strange. Who's the person who changed my life most? I suppose a chap I interviewed, not well known, many, many, many years ago. And he said to me, because I was thinking of giving it all up, and he said to me, well, and do something else, because I had two very small children. And he said, look, if you really want to do it, mate, don't blame anybody else. He said, if you want to do it, you just get out there and make it happen for you. And I think it was an old DJ called Tony Windsor, who you won't have heard of, who I met. And he was getting very old at the time, and he came into my dad's pub. And I was sitting upstairs, this wasn't even an interview. My dad said, oh, I've got an old DJ, and I was trying to become a DJ and thought, I'm not going to make it, or anyway. And he was in the bar, and we had a long chat, stayed after time, loads of drink. And very sadly and tragically, they found him dead about 2 weeks later.
Oh.
But he was not having a good time, I could tell. So anyway, and who interviewing them? Who's the most? I suppose Spike Milligan has been one of the most interesting people I've interviewed, and made me think about life in a different way, I could say, yeah.
That's on the YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. That was a few years ago. I interview quite a lot of people, and all sorts of people. Some people you think, oh, for goodness sake, and others you think, oh, gosh, they're clever. That's very unusual. Quite a lot of politicians are a bit thick. Usually you've not heard of them, and they only last a term or so, but some are so bright, so clever. And I don't think we realise what it's like to be doing the government ministers, the people on both front benches, basically. I could never understand how Jeremy Corbyn got where he got, but there we are. But lots of them are very clever. I mean, I've interviewed Boris a couple of times, and everybody paints him as a buffoon. He's not a buffoon. He's more normal than lots of people, to be honest, and doesn't sort of put on any kind of attempt to pretend to be something he's not, which I think is very good. But he has got a brilliant mind. Absolutely brilliant mind. So anyway, that's getting a bit deep. Thank you very much. That's quite an interesting question. Eddie, was it Eddie?
Eddie Cook with an E.
Yeah. Because that we could do a whole program or something like that, couldn't we? Who's ever changed your life? Who did you even meet that? Oh, it's hailing here at the moment. Great.
No, it's still sunny here.
Yeah, no, it's sunny and hailing at the same time. That's clever. Anyway, I'm going to have to go because that cookie, I've got to go and have a drink of water. Because you shouldn't eat cookies when you're working.
Especially hobnobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I shouldn't have eaten all that cookie either. It was really nice.
How many did you get?
I haven't looked. 4 or 5, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a week's supply there.
Yeah.
Or at least an hour.
Well, yeah, an hour for me. I hope I haven't made myself too full. One cookie could do that, you know, for fish and chips. Anyway, I'm going to go now because I've got to go and get it in a minute.
Well, you go and get your fish and chips and squeeze your lemon.
Yeah, I will. Good. Talk to you later, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.